welcome back to another week of the Cane-Toed Blues. This is Allie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm excited to be on the air today. I made this playlist when it was a beautiful 60 degrees outside yesterday, and it is like 40 now, but I'm still going to go ahead with this like kind of twee guitar music. Not too twee, but like on that end of the spectrum. Yes, that last song was The Bell by Cindy off their album Swan Lake, which my boyfriend put me on to. He saw them live. I've been really digging that EP. And right now I'm talking over Time Has Told Me by Nick Drake. And I woke up and it was just stuck in my head. So this was like a last minute addition as I was walking over to the station. I hope everyone enjoys the show today. I'm pretty happy with it and I'm excited to listen. Making me love what I really don't want to love.
Tears, they tell me there's really no way of ending your trouble with things you can say. Time will tell you by my side, no, to keep on trying till there's no more to hide. So leave the ways that are making you be what you really don't. Don't want to love. Time has told me you're a rare, rare find. Trouble cure for a trouble.
right, so those last few songs were Evening in Paris by Lois, which is in the soundtrack for But I'm a Cheerleader, and it's not like the standout needle drop of the movie, but it's one of the few that's on streaming, so I've listened to it a lot. Then next was Slur by Nina of Baratalia fame. I like her solo stuff. She has a few collabs with Mark William Lewis that I think are pretty good. And then I played Getting to Know Each Other by ML Book, my favorite Danish left field pop star. I'm going to Copenhagen in the fall to study abroad, and I've already seen her. I saw her play in Baltimore, like the place that's my favorite venue in the world, so it would be hard to beat that, but I'm hoping I can catch her again in Europe in the fall. And right now I'm talking over Posh Spice by Jakob. I don't have much to say about that song. Of the things that I like to talk about on the radio, I'll start with movies, because I have a lot to say about basketball. I've been watching a lot of basketball lately. So let's see what I've watched since the last time I was on the air. Like, actually, not much at all. I watched Ice Princess, because my friend Aviva was very sad that Michelle Trachtenberg died. So, and we watched a silly little, like, Michelle Trachtenberg B-movie. Rest in peace. And then Jack and I watched Orlando, starring Tilda Swinton. I like that book a lot. And I also like Tilda Swinton a lot. And it was, like, a cool, offbeat movie. But, it was okay. The ending. They fumbled the ending. They, like, diverged from the book ending, which I don't know why. Like, do you think you know better than Virginia Woolf? Wait, did she even write that book? Whatever. I think she did. And then I caught Twin Peaks Fire Walk with Me at the Harvard Film Archive, which was amazing, even though I was sitting in the front row and, like, craning my neck horribly the entire time. And I cried a lot. It was beautiful. The crowd was very respectful. I was a little worried about that because I see people online, they're always like, aha, these film nerds are like guffawing at these messed up David Lynch scenes. But it was like, it was very still and silent. And I feel bad because there was a Q&A with like one of David Lynch's like trusted producers who worked on the show. But we had to run. And I was a little scared that people were going to ask like silly questions. And that movie's so depressing. It's like you kind of just want to sit in silence afterwards. Like Jack and I like walked back to the train station like silently. And then also at Harvard, I caught Beau Travail because I love Claire Denis a lot. She's like my favorite director. It actually was not my favorite Claire Denis, but it was a very good movie. I think she has a really interesting perspective on like colonial France. But honestly, I thought she does it better in Chocolat. But Beau Travail was shot really beautifully. She like, it's crazy to me that she doesn't have like a dance background, because she is a really good choreographer, it seems like. But I guess, it was a hired choreographer. She just has a really good sense of the body when she's directing. And then the other day I watched Tetsuo the Iron Man because we had talked about it in my silly class, and it wasn't that good. Sorry. Anyway, I talked over the entirety of Posh Spice by Jakob, and now I'll hand it back to Heavy Metal by Cindy Lee.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to cut into the lovely. The coffin was so light, I thought it might float away by Euphon. I'm not saying that right. I'm pretty sure this is like a solo project from one of the guys in Duster, but I can't remember which, like, 90s shoegaze band he broke off from. Anyway, the last few songs were Marble Walls by Tara Clerk and Trio, who I'm excited I'm going to catch live in April, and Heavy Metal by Cindy Lee. Anyway, it's about that time for me to read a PSA. Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There's no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov. All right, now, back to the music. right, so those last few songs were All the Way by Milan W, A Perfect Day by Patch Plus, Images by You'll Never Get to Heaven, a band which I thought was like from the 90s, but Spinatron is telling me that song came out in 2017. EF by Chanel Beads, which I've probably played on the radio many times. I really like Chanel Beads, and yeah. And I'm talking over Suzuki Rhythm Boy by The Crying Nudes, so you're probably not going to hear any of it, unfortunately. Because I have a lot to say about basketball, about college basketball. I don't care about the NBA. Well, I care a little, but not that much. Anyway, my Kansas Jayhawks, I believe, suffered a close loss to Texas Tech last Tuesday, something. And then on Saturday, they netted a senior night win against number 24 ranked Arizona, which is cool. And tonight we match up against UCF. So I'm hoping we can take care of business and make it to the second round of the Big 12 tournament. And then we would play Arizona again, I believe. They had kind of an off night, but I'm hoping that we've figured them out a little bit. And then around the league, I've been watching a lot of conference tournaments as it's champ week, the best week of the year. Unfortunately, I no longer have ESPN Plus. And since these games are so obscure, they don't even show up on my streaming sites. So I can only really watch the ones that are on CBS, ESPN, and ESPN2, and ESPNU, because I have a free trial of Fubo. I just canceled it today because if I had forgotten to, like, cancel it, they would have charged me $85 for 1 month, which is absurd. So the first champ, or like the first conference tournament, I'm not sure what the conference was, but the champion was Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. And fortunately for them, it's their first time ever making the tournament. It was really beautiful. It was on Saturday night. It was beautiful. This guy, he's spent the last 5 years at SIUE. He's the leading scorer in program history. He was, like, the conference player of the year. Maybe it was the Ohio Valley. I'm not sure. But he was the conference player of the year. And his coach was like, when I got hired, I hung up a pair of scissors outside our locker room. And I said, we are going to cut down the nets. And no one believed in us, but we believed in us. And it was very beautiful. I teared up. Also watched... I did not watch the Drake game. Took down, Omaha defeated the St. Thomas Tommies for their first ever NCAA tournament bid. It was sad because, like, St. Thomas is moving up from D3, so they're not eligible for the tournament. So, like, Omaha won by default, but it was nice that they, like, sealed it. Like, they made it legit. I saw Towson suffer a crushing loss to Delaware, which was sad. They were, like, on the verge of making the tournament for the first time since 1991, my Towson Tigers. I saw High Point defeat Winthrop. It wasn't a very close game. Or, no, they were down huge, and they came back and, like, crushed Winthrop for their first ever NCAA tournament. It has been a huge year for the Never Made the Tournament Club. And the sad thing is, like, these teams are going to get fed to, like, Duke and lose by 50, which is really sad. And last night I watched UNC Wilmington take down Delaware. I have a soft spot for UNCW because some friends and I went to the CAA tournament a few years ago and we picked up some Let's Go UNC Wilmington signs off the ground. So I have one in the basement of my Baltimore home. We watched St. Francis, Pennsylvania take down Central Connecticut State University in a 46-43 barn burner. It was, like, awesome. Unfortunately, Robert Morris defeated the Youngstown State Penguins, who were on the verge of their first ever NCAA tournament bid. And then, like, I was half watching Gonzaga beat St. Mary's, like, yeah. Tonight, I'll be watching Kansas. Ugh, it's at the same time as a meeting I have to go to, but I'll, like, watch on my laptop. I would watch the Southland Tournament Final, Lamar versus McNeese, but, like, McNeese is kind of goated in the low major world since Will Wade is coaching. American versus Navy could be a shout to watch in the Patriot League Championship. God, American University versus Navy is crazy. Just, like, in the Patriot League. Are there any other finals today? Yes, the Big Sky Championship, Montana versus Northern Colorado at 11:30 p.m. I will be seated in bed, and that'll be a great game. Anyway, I'll be back on the mic in a few minutes to give closing remarks. I've talked all the way through 2.5 songs. Sorry to those artists. And now you're listening to I Have the Moon by Lush.
You have become like other men. alone in a sea of other things. This song burning the offering. Liquid shaky ground that the soil cannot reach. Tower casts a shadow.
All right, that last song was Babylon by 106.9 Never and Alex G. And this was the Cane Toad Blues. I'm Allie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. And my last song today is Go Down Softly by Fiabulous Glock. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day, everybody.